I improve my eyes by seeing. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I improve my eyes by seeing. That's kind of an interesting statement to make. How do I improve my eyes by seeing? I improve my eyes by seeing everything that goes on in my world. I see through an inner light. I see through an inner vision. It's not a matter that what I see outwardly is not visual and not real, nor is it a matter that what I see inwardly is more important than what I see outwardly. But what I see, I improve my eyes by seeing. In other words, if my eyes need to be improved in any way at all, I improve them by seeing and doing beautiful things. When am I going to have this happen to me? When am I going to have better eyesight by seeing? Well, I look at all the things in the world about me, and I see all the things are beautiful and good, and I see all the things are uplifting and supportive. I see all the things are enjoyable and delightful. I see all the things are perfect. This is my thought for today. I see all things delightful and perfect right now, because that's who I am. That's what I am. Now, I can look at the world around me. I can look at everything that I see, and I can say, it is good, it is very good, it is not so good. I can look at all these things, and I can make observations about them. But what I really do I like myself? Do I enjoy myself? Do I think I'm a fine person? Do I think that I'm a delightful person? Do I think I'm a worthwhile person? If I do, then I will find that I improve my vision, my eyes, by seeing. Because everything I see will be a reflection of what I believe about myself. Now, I believe that I am a wonderful person. I believe that I am a thoughtful, loving person. I believe that I see all things through the vision within me of purity and goodness. I see all things through love, through joy, through harmony, through right action. I see all things. And as I see them, this is how they are in my world. There's not an improvement. There's not anything to say they're not good. But I improve my eyes by seeing. What do I see? Do I see happiness around me? Do I see fulfillment around me? Do I see all the people around me living lives of nobility, living lives of glorious respect for themselves and all the world about them? Is this what I see? If this is what I see, then I indeed improve my eyes by seeing. For if I look at the world and I see the world about me not too nice, not too good, not too wonderful, then what I am doing, I am choosing the negative out of the world, and I'm saying that's my reality. I'm choosing the unimportant things, the things that I do not want to support and I do not want to have in my world, and I'm saying that's my reality. I have to be so very careful of what I make my reality, because my reality can be negative or positive, it can be uplifting or it can be degrading, it can be anything I want. And whatever I make my reality, that's what I enjoy in life. Whatever people I see in my world, if they're people of beauty and goodness, if they're people of magic, if they're people of happiness and joy, if they're people of love, if they're people of tenderness, if they're people of all that is good, then that's who I am. That's who I am. And that's the kind of life I live. And that's the kind of world I enjoy. And that's the kind of experience that I have. I make the decision by what I look at how I'm going to improve my eyes by what I see, or how I'm going to make my eyes not so happy with what I see. And I have that choice, and I make that decision. And I am the only one who makes that decision. I like me. I like what I see. I like what I am. So I create about me a world of peace and harmony and goodness. I create about me a world of love, a world of right action, a world of all that is good. I create that about me. And as I create that about me, that's who I am. That's all that I am. That's all that I know. And that's all that I live and love and like in all areas of my being. I improve my eyes by seeing. Now, I would like to have 20/20 eyes, 20/20 vision. Now, is that true? Not really. I choose ideal vision. It has nothing to do with 20/20. It has nothing to do with anything. I choose ideal vision. And with my ideal vision, I see all in perfect divine right order. I see all totally good, totally perfect, totally beautiful. I see all ideal. Now, it's easy to fall off the wagon and see things not ideal. Because if I fall off the wagon and see things not ideal, then I'm seeing things as they appear to be sometimes to others. And I look at all things and I see the ideal in all things. I see the purity in all things, the goodness in all things. I see that which is the most magnificent thing on the face of the earth. I see me, and this is all I know. So as I look outside and I see with my eyes, I look and I see everything that I choose to be beautiful. Do I see my ideal automobile? Do I see my ideal home? Do I see my ideal friends? Do I see my ideal body? If I can do that, then I am doing very well. If I can look and see everywhere about me the purity and the wholeness and the goodness, then I improve my eyes by seeing. Do I look at a rippling brook going down a Swiss hillside? And do I look at a wandering pathway through the absolute monastery grounds here? Do I see all of the beautiful trees growing there and a lovely bench and a lovely a table just waiting for me to come and sit there and say, this is beautiful? Do I see beautiful people smiling and talking and laughing and enjoying life? This is me. This is all that I am. I improve my eyes by seeing. I improve my eyes by choosing to see that which is beautiful and good, choosing to see that which is lovely, choosing to see all that is right now, because that's all that matters, and that's who I am. I choose to see that. Each of us can make this decision now. Each of us can make this decision now of whether we want that to be our reality or whether we want that just to be something that's passing away. What kind of a vision do you want for yourself? What kind of a vision do I want for myself? I choose to have a vision where I improve my eyes by seeing everything good and beautiful. I improve my world by seeing everything in divine order. And as I do this, I live in that divine order every moment of my life. And I truly am the happiest fellow you can ever imagine. I give my thoughts for today a power, and they respond to me with the wholeness that I am. Accept this with me today and enjoy who I am and who you are, and know that it is done now. I love you. I love you. I love you.